We're doing the Netivot Shalom on Elul, and we were discussing that there are two types of din. When we speak about Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah it is decided on specifics of our life and about, in a more general way, what direction our lives will go. We discussed that the world being judged, that's a reference to the fact that what's judged are things that are relevant to the whole world, and we discussed that that's a reference to Olam Katan, to the individual's whole world, and from that we went on to the concept that on Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the new year, a new beginning in a more general way, in a way that can affect our lives in mass. He also pointed out, before we continue, that this can also be seen from the Rambam that compares Rosh Hashanah to the day of a person's death. That just like when a person dies, his life has ended, so too when Rosh Hashanah comes, there's an aspect where last year ended and we're starting a completely new unit this year, which has completely new potentials. And this concept is alluded to in the verse that says, appoint judges and policemen in all your gates. What gates? Yesh sharim shonim. There are different gates. Kol yom mechaye adam hu b'chinat shar hamitiches leyomo. Every day is like a new gate. V'chol rosh chodesh hu b'chinat shar. And every new month is like a new gate. ויש עוד השער הגדול בראש השנה, השער של כל השנה. And there is also that great gate, which is the gate we enter on Rosh Hashanah. עניין שער, the idea of a gate, היינו מקום התבוננות לאן הוא נכנס ולשם מה נכנס. The idea of a gate is a place where you pause and you note where you're entering and for what purpose are you entering. I just want to take a vote. Some of our listeners prefer that I don't add comments, and some of the guys here prefer that I do add comments. So you guys decide. How many people want me to add my own thoughts? Okay. So listeners, you were outvoted unanimously. We can add to this a point which we discussed many years ago. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer describes that when a person comes to sin, so he stands before a gate. That's what the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says. When a person comes to a challenge in his life, he stands before a gate. And then there are angels. And there are steps towards the sin. And initially, the first gates that have to be passed, the angels outside tell him, don't do this. Don't cross this gate. And we describe that every time a person is about to make a pivotal decision in his life, we described this when we were learning Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. God sends to him little pointers in his life that are like gates. He has to go turn on the car, he forgets the key in the house. He runs back and gets the key, he remembers he needs a jacket. He goes back to the house, the lock doesn't open. There are little things that God puts in our way when we're about to make big decisions, and they're really markers where God says, stop, think. They're that angel that the Medrash describes that there are angels that tell them, don't do it, don't do it. And there comes a point where a person says, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. And he decides, no, I'm going to do it. And then there comes a point where there are, like the Medrash describes, the bad angels on the other side of the gate that say, you're on your way to hell, keep going, keep going. There are those things that keep pushing us. Once we've made that decision, then suddenly there are things that help us along. Two steps. There's the stage before we make that decision, the hindrances, and these are things which a person can choose to see or choose not to see. But it's interesting, we noted that certain concepts he mentions, he doesn't tell us where they're from, but this concept we could easily see in the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. So we said then that the Torah says, Lo tenachashu, we're not allowed to be superstitious. The idea is I cannot make a decision based upon these signs, but I can pause and reevaluate. My job is to make the decision. I'm not supposed to make decisions based on signs. But I am supposed to stop and say, wait a second, am I doing what's right? Stop. Take note. And that's the idea that we're not superstitious on the one hand, yet we do signs. How do you do that? Wait a second. Rosh Hashanah night, you're doing good signs. Yet the Torah says, don't be superstitious. The Torah says, don't be superstitious. But we're saying, simna mitzayi, when a sign happens, take note. So I don't decide to engage this girl. Every time people go into Shidduchim, they start saying Yad Hashem. I wasn't going to date, but the Shatzim called me. I wasn't going to date the girl, but the Shatzim said yes. Maybe I should go for it. No. You don't make decisions based upon signs. But you could reevaluate. That's what you're supposed to stop and think. Maybe this is a sign. Maybe it isn't a sign. I won't decide because of the sign, but I will reevaluate. Yeah?
What if you don't know what the right decision is? You're not sure if it's a bad thing, it's a good thing. I'm not sure.
Different instances have different rules. The general rule is Shevat Asadi. When you don't know, don't do. That's the general rule. Obviously, you can't apply that everywhere. The Gemara describes what's a chassid shote, what's a foolishly pious person. If there's a naked woman drowning, he says, I can't look. So sometimes you say, if you're not sure, go do something. But usually the rule is, if you're not sure, don't do anything. But there are many rules, meaning that's one rule. V'zeh atafkid v'rosh Hashanah, and that is the job on Rosh Hashanah, shuzman lachshov cheshmono shlolam. That's a time to do an accounting of the world. Asher cheshmon hazeh be'ikaro einenu al ha'avar. Critical point. People sometimes spend Rosh Hashanah thinking about the past. The point here is not the past. We've made it to the gate. We're about to enter the future. Ki'im al ha'atid. Now we have to think, how am I building a better future? How am I going to make this year the best year of my life? Echi kanis b'zeh ha'shar. I'm standing by the gate on Rosh Hashanah. How am I going to enter that gate? Val derech dita b'toldot Yaakov Yosef, and as the famous work Toldot Yaakov Yosef says on Parshas Kiseitze, this week's Parsha, b'perush ma'amar Chazal, when he explains what our sages taught us, gimel sfarim niftachim b'Rosh Hashanah. Our sages taught there are three books opened on Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim gmurim, the Talmud says, people who are completely righteous, nichtavim and nechtamim l'alto lechem tovim. They are written and sealed right away for a good life. People who are completely wicked, they are written and sealed for death right away. And those who are in the middle, they stand there wavering, they're hovering till Yom Kippur, and then they're measured. Where do they stand? Dehainu, so he explains, Shenifteim asfarim lifnei kol adam. Every person on Rosh Hashanah, God opens the books before him. It's our choice. Which book am I going to sign my name in? Sheikhtov atzmo ba'atido. God says, where do you want to write your own future? We always think of these books as the past. No. These books are our choice for the future. This is a Hasidic thought, obviously. This isn't pshat. She'im mekabel alav me'ata, that if a person decides now, liyot tzadik, this year I'm going to be righteous, nichtav benoga la'atid ben tzadikim gmurim. So when it comes to his future, he is written among those that are completely righteous. Ve'im chas v'shalom lehefech. And if God forbid, the antithesis, she'choshev liyot kir she'im gmurim, he thinks to lead a completely wicked life, she'rotze lemale ta'avotav, his thoughts are, how do I fill my desires this year? Harei hu nechtav b'sifran shel resha'im rachman alitzlan, he is written in the book of the wicked, God forbid. Ve'al zeh ne'emar, and about this, the Torah warns us, Shofetim v'shoterim titen lecha b'chol sharecha. Establish judges and policemen over all your gates. The gates, we said, represent every day, every month, and the big gate is the gate of the year. Lehamid et ha'adam al yudo v'tafkido. A person has to set himself up. What's my purpose here? What's my job? Why was I put here? V'inyan ha'itchadshut. Now this concept that every year is a new beginning, שצריך בכל שנה יש לדאר על דרך העבודה. This concept that every year we have to have a rejuvenation so we can explain based on the way a person should serve his creator. דכמו במלחמה, just as when it comes to war, חזינן we see שגם אם יש למחנה אחד הרבה נשק, even if one camp has much armor, they have a lot of weapons, אך הוא נשק מיושן, but it's old weapons. They come to the war, they have a lot of weapons, but they're all outdated. ולמחנה השני, but the other camp, יש סוגי נשק יותר מתוחכם ויותר חדיש. They have smarter weapons, newer weapons. אם כן, שוב, אין ערך כלל לנשק המיושן. Then the old weapons, even though they outnumber the new weapons, sometimes it's not worth anything. You know, the Polish army came to fight the Nazis on horses. The Nazis came with tanks, and in a half a day they won the war. So they had many people on horses. They had a whole army on horses. But it didn't stand up to the tanks. The same thing is true when we have to fight the fight of controlling our desire. You know what? The Yetzer Hara takes on a new form every day. I told you guys the story of the Netziv, right? The Netziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, was once approached by the Mashgiach of the Yeshiva. He asked him, why are you learning alone? He says, I want to set you up with a Chavrusa. So he said, why do you want to set me up with a Chavrusa? You shouldn't be learning alone. You should have a learning partner. So he said, okay, I want the learning partner to be the Yetzer Hara. So the Mashgiach said, why do you want a learning partner like that? He said, two reasons. A, because whenever I come to learn, he's always there. And B, because he's much smarter than I am. Every day he has something new. So the Yetzer, when it comes to our desire, every day he's stronger, every day he's got new tactics. So then, lo maspik haneshek hayashan mishanim avaru. It's not enough to use the old weapons, the things we used last year, previous years. We want to have a new year. We have to renew our artillery. ובכל שנה צריך למצוא את הדרך והנתיב המתאימים לליבו וליצריו המחודשים. Every year we have new challenges. Every year we have new things to conquer about ourselves. So every year we have to plan out a new plan how we're going to do it. What are this year's challenges? How will I conquer them this year? Where's my heart? Where are my desires this year? It's a new year. I'm a different person this year than I was last year. Either I'm higher on the ladder, lower on the ladder. Wherever I am, I have new challenges. V'yesh lechapes drachim ve'itzot ech limtzot an neshek hamchudash. So a person has to learn new paths, new advice, new plans, how to find the new artillery to conquer the new year. Remember, we said Rosh in Hebrew is the edge. The beginning and the end are both called Rosh. Rosh Hashanah is the end of one year. But we have to remember the important point that it is also the beginning of a new year. We're entering a new gate. And here we finish the first section on Elul. The idea of the new year is it's a new beginning, it's a new unit, new potentials. My whole world is being defined anew. It's not only a judgment about the details of my world, it's also a judgment of the Olam Katan, the world at large. And here we're crossing through the big gate. And when we cross through this big gate, we have to make new plans, new artillery, how we conquer the new challenges of this year. And we have to take time to focus on where do I want to sign my name this year? On which of those three books? Shana Tova.